Cameron, what do you find are your main strengths coming out of Stanford, and what are some of the things that you say, you know what, I could get a little bit better at that?
I couldn't really tell you right now. I guess that's for the coaches to decide now what I need to work on and what I'm good at. So I'm just going to go in there and work, and that's all I can really give you.
What were your initial thoughts when the Patriots took you?
I mean, I was excited. I was excited to play for such a great organization, and I was very happy to be chosen by them.
What kind of pre-draft contact did you have with the Patriots, if any?
I can't really tell you. I'm not completely sure what happened. It was just so much going on, you know, the combine, pro day, pre-draft calls, all that. They might have called me and asked for my confirmation number, but past that, I couldn't really tell you.
Wait a minute. You're an aeronaut. You're like a rocket scientist, and you can't remember if they called you. I'm kidding. The Patriots right now have two very good offensive tackles, both on the left and right side, which isn't to say that you're not going to play football ever, but have you played inside at all? Have they articulated to you whether you might be moving around along the offensive line?
I haven't heard anything so far. I'm just going to go in there and play wherever they put me and learn from these guys. You said they have two great tackles. I mean, I know they do, and just to get a chance to learn from them and see what being in the NFL is all about.
Have you ever played any guard at all, whether it be, even taking reps in practice or in high school or anything?
I think I took a couple reps at Stanford as a joke, but...
So, actually, just to more on that, I read a draft review, and I know we can take all those with a grain of salt, but there was one that I read that said you could potentially be an NFL guard. Is that anything that any team has talked to you about at all in the last couple months?
I think it's just y'all. Just the media has been asking me about that. So I think all the teams just wanted to get their players in there and then figure out the rest from there.
You probably won't talk much to Matt Patricia because he's their defensive coordinator, but he is also a rocket scientist. And when two rocket scientists are in the same room, what do they talk about?
I mean, we probably just nerd out a little bit, talk about whatever new planes are on the market. I'm a big plane guy. I'm the astronauts. I like it a lot, but I'm more interested in planes and jet planes and things like that. So if he's into that, then we can just talk all day.
So if not for football, then what was your backup plan?
A backup plan, probably go work, hopefully at some private contractor or something like that. Try to use the other side of my brain, not the football part, if I wasn't fortunate enough to be with the Patriots.
I want to try and get the timetable correct. You graduated early. Is that accurate? And you could have gone back for a fourth year or a fifth year. Can you explain to me? Just bring me through that. I know that you have your degree. Please.
I do not have my degree quite yet. I get it in about a month. And I could have came back for a fifth year. This is my fourth year.
Okay.
I've been there for 4 years. I did redshirt my freshman year, though.
Gotcha. Okay, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Did you work out at all with Patriots offensive line coach? They say you can tell us about that stuff. So, did you work out with Dave DeGuglielmo?
I did not.
Nice.
You familiar with anyone on the team or any of the offensive linemen on the Pats?
Actually, yeah. I know there's been a couple of Stanford offensive linemen that's gone through the Patriots. I think Will Svitek had some time there, and Matt Kopat maybe. A little bit of time there, and also Marcus Cannon. He was a guy who actually recruited me to TCU when I was committed to TCU. So he was my recruiting host back then, way back when.
And any of those guys give you any advice on the NFL, the draft process?
I didn't really talk to any of those guys really, because I've got some guys closer to my age with Jonathan Martin and Dave DeCastro. So, I mean, they told me what it's all about and what I needed to do to succeed, which is basically work hard and keep your head down and grind and basically do what we did at Stanford, except with an opportunity to get a little bit more football in since no school.
What do you think is, would be harder, becoming a rocket scientist or astronaut or whatever that is, or being successful in the NFL? What do you think is harder?
I don't think either one's harder than the other one. I mean, if I was going to go down that path, I'm going to give it all, give it my all. I'm going to try to be the best rocket scientist. I can't be an astronaut. I'm too tall. I'm actually an inch too tall. So, but if I was going to go down that route, I would have gave it my all. And now that I'm going down this NFL route and playing with the Patriots and whatnot, I'm just going to give it my all. So I don't think there's anyone that's more difficult than the other.
Wait, why is being too tall a bad thing for astronauts?
You have to sit in the plane. Have you ever seen a 7-foot person in a cockpit?
I've never been in a cockpit. So I've never seen a 6-foot tall person in a cockpit.
I'm done. Yeah. Save space, save weight. We can get into the details if you'd like. I can drop a couple equations.
I don't know if we can handle that.
You know, we're just a bunch of writers over here. You know, we had an interesting situation with your coach, David Shaw, on the NFL Network as you were being drafted. And he basically said that, you know, nobody could get past you. Can you give us a little insight on your experience and whether or not that's true, that you basically went to the Pac-12 and nobody could get past you?
Well, my experience is just we have some great coaches at Stanford. As you know, we have Coach Harbaugh, who's in the NFL now, and Coach Shaw could probably go there anytime he wanted. And I had some great O-line coaches as well, Tim Drevno and Mike Lundgren. And I think they all taught me well. They each brought something different to the table, and they drove me. And as far as nobody getting past me, I mean, I try to make it a point for nobody to get past me. It's kind of the point of offensive line play. So I just did my best out there, and it happened to work out well for me a couple times.
Seems like Stanford's had a lot of offensive line products get drafted in the past few years. What is it, do you think, about the Stanford program that helps offensive linemen develop into NFL prospects?
I mean, I think it's just the environment over here. Because at some schools, I mean, it's all about football. At some schools, it's all about school. But we're about school and football. And you have to learn how that the thing that's important in the NFL is like balance, to be able to control your life so you can focus all on football. I think that's something really important that Stanford teaches you, just because the school is so rigorous and we play such tough football. And then that's not even to mention the pro style of football we play. We put in a whole bunch of plays, probably more plays than anybody else in college football, and a lot of audibles and a lot of things you have to remember. And I think that just helps us prepare for the rigors of the NFL.